Welcome to the Chief of Anything podcast, in this four-tone, vier-klang format with Catherine Woods and Dominic Klimek. Our vier-klang format talks about the interplay of purpose, vision, values and strategies, and about what happens to companies when we bring these four together. Here, I hear firsthand how the vier-klang strategy has transformed companies and what I can expect from its implementation.
Hello, Dominic. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, Catherine. How are you doing today?
I am also fabulous, and I am super excited to welcome our guest today. Today, we're speaking with Sabine Engel. Sabine is founder of Miomente and founder of Frieda and Fritz. Sabine, it is great to have you here today. Welcome.
Hi, I'm glad to be here. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Sabine, of course, our listeners want to hear about your experiences with the vier-klang model, your experiences with purpose, vision, values, and strategies. Before we head into that, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yes, I'm excited to be here, as I said, and my name is Sabine. I'm 38 years old already, and I'm a serial and convinced entrepreneur. And so my first company, I founded it in 2010. And that was because I was searching for a special cocktail class in the town that I was living formerly. But I couldn't find anything. So I decided to do it better. And Miomente, my first startup, is the leading platform and market leader for those events and those experiences only in the culinary sector. And my last startup was founded in 2021. And this is, or it will be, the leading brand for decaf coffee, because I, as a coffee lover, experienced that it was so hard to find good decaf coffee, which tastes well. And so I decided to do it better again. And I founded Frieda and Fritz as a brand which makes fun and which produces perfect decaf coffee. And beside that, as I said, I love to create brands. I love to start from zero. I love to found my own projects. And yeah, I love to build companies.
Wonderful. And so interesting that when you talked about, like, we will be not like, yeah, like this, we will do that. Like, it's so ingrained in the vision. So thinking about Frieda and Fritz, what's the purpose for this whole company?
Well, our purpose is that we help people to make consciously easier and better pleasure decisions for more energy and freedom. And I can explain it a bit more, because what I want with this company is to, as I said, to help people have a healthier day and live in healthier, and to enhance their well-being. And this is through the help of decaf coffee.
Wonderful. And where will you be like in this? Like, usually the vision is like for the next 5 years. Where will you be when everything went ridiculously well?
Well, when everything went ridiculously well, in 5 years, we'll have roasted 500 tons of decaf coffee and sold 500 tons. And whoever has ever had some experiences in the coffee industry, 500 tons is quite a lot. So it's really huge. And it's a huge vision.
Wonderful. And what are the values that will guide you there to reach that huge goal of having roasted and sold 500 tons of coffee?
Yeah, we have three values, and we created them as the leadership team, and then also together with the rest of the team. Our first value is 0 to 1. And this means that we love to make changes happen. And that we love to start from zero, and that we love to develop new things and new products and new whatever. Then our second value is to be productive and to be productive in a smart and conscious way. This is because we realized that being productive doesn't have to do anything with stress. So we want to be productive with a relaxed life, so relaxed productivity, so to speak. And our last freedom is our last value is freedom, and this means that people at Frieda and Fritz can work at any time from any place in the whole world.
That sounds absolutely incredible. And if I think back to my days of like working in, you know, I started off in corporate environments and then with different companies, I think I would have loved to have, you know, that element of freedom of being able to work anywhere within the world. I'm curious about this relaxed productivity. How does that show up for you in your day-to-day work? What does relaxed productivity, how does that work?
Yeah, relaxed productivity is very much related to this freedom value, because I don't tell anyone what time he or she has to work and where he or she has to work. And I think people work then best when they are relaxed and when they feel good with their biorhythms or with their daily life and with other responsibilities they have during their life, either working months, for example. In my first company, there are so many working moms, and it's so important to look at this and to take this as an advantage for the company, that we have those employees and that they may work what fits or what suits them best. And this is, for me, relaxed productivity.
And is there a way, because I believe everybody's interested in that, everybody has people who are working like half a day, so you have working moms or people who are just not there full time and you are remote and you can't control them, you don't see people anymore. And from your experience, have you got a measure or something that tells you that people actually get the stuff done, although you can't observe them?
Yes, well, this the point of observation in the office, I think this is ridiculously old and stupid, because people can do online shopping when they're sitting opposite of me. So this is probably not one point of observation, but I know what you mean. And we have a tool called RACI chart. And this RACI chart is visible to the whole company, and we use this in our all hands meeting weekly. And RACI stands for responsible, accountable, consulted, and informed. And it also contains all our targets and our strategies and all the tasks that are under those strategies in order to to reach the goals. And for me, it's great to have it to have this tool, because every employee is responsible for taking marks within this RACI chart, whether it is red, green, or yellow. So I can see immediately which task is on red, which means, oh, this the target is in danger, and it might not be reached, or which task is green, and so everything is fine. And it's very good to have this transparency, not only for me, but also for the rest of the team.
So instead of having to tell people this is what you are going to do, people easily see, okay, I'm responsible like for this task, and then I'm making sure that I will be on a green light and I'm not the only person who's not delivering on their tasks. How did you get the commitment, or how did you implement that RACI model in the company?
Yeah, it's one tool that that is a result out of our strategy workshop. And we have run quarterly one strategy workshop each quarter. And there that is when every employee is committed as well. So every employee takes part in this strategy workshop, and we work on our strategies together. So there is not one single strategy that is worked out by me on my own desk alone. So everything is worked out by the team together. And so it's teamwork. And this also makes us as a company transparent for the team, but also the employees feel that they worked out worked out the strategy themselves.
And would you be able to share with us some of the strategies you have defined with the team for the company?
Yeah, sure. Well, at Frieda and Fritz, our quarterly strategies are three. We have three, and our first strategy is the focus on margin. This means that we can earn money by what we do and that we enhance our margin. The second focus strategy is traction. And by this, we mean that we want to focus on our sales. How can we enhance our sales by X percent until the end of the quarter? And our third strategy is financing. How can we find investors in order to raise X0 money?
That all sounds super clear and super easy as a guideline for these are the three things we're going to be working on for the next quarter. Now, if you involve everybody in the team, everybody in the company even, to come up with these strategies, how does that work?
Yes. Yeah, that's a great question. We have our quarterly meeting, and every employee is asked to come up with ideas in advance, so everybody is prepared for the meeting, and the meeting is only for 3 or 4 hours. So this is very fast. After 3 or 4 hours, we have our quarter strategies. Nothing is great, and the reason or the point that everybody is prepared and already thought about the strategies and how we could reach our purpose and our vision. This makes sure that everybody's in the topic, and then we especially use the tool of brainstorming, and we work with Miro and have a Miro board, and we do a brainstorming. And then, in order to find the right number of strategies, we can work out this very well then.
And what impact does it have on the whole company when everybody is contributing their own strategies, and then at some point you have to decide, like, this is what we do, this is like, we are like following your strategy but yours not. What's the outcome of this? Is everybody committed to what you have decided on, or are some people frustrated because their idea didn't get picked? How does it work?
Well, I've never experienced frustration. So this is not a point, because we have a parking lot, and if there are ideas that can't take place in this quarter, we say, well, we can put it on the parking lot and decide whether it's important next quarter again, or it might be more important then. And the main advantage of this model is for me to have transparency and clearness. And clearness, especially because every employee knows perfectly well what are our strategies, what is our goal, where do we want to stand in 5 years, what is the reason why I'm working in this company, and how can I contribute to each single strategy, what's my single and own task, even if I'm only a student, for example, because in my experience, it's really one of the best solutions to have this eye level with each team member, no matter whether it's a leader or a director or is a working student.
That sounds brilliant. And when, you know, we talk about the communication, the how we interact with one another, how everybody can bring their best to bring our purpose and our vision to life, then values is something that shines through quite strongly when we talk to people who talk about their experience with the Vierklang model. How is kind of like the topic of values important to you at Frieda and Fritz, and what are maybe some conversations that come out of the baseline of values that you have?
Well, values in our daily life, for example, the ways are for me a perfect tool also when I have applications and applicants for the company and for the jobs, because I talk about the values even in the job interview. And I ask those people, well, can you identify it? And what's your story regarding this or that value? What's your personal story on this? And also the values make us as a company, make us give a line and give somehow make us easier to decide whether we do this or whether we don't do this. And to give one example, relaxed productivity is, I think, one very good example for why we don't have an office, for example. I don't want anyone to commute, because commuting can be quite challenging. And if we decide to meet personally, we can rent a meeting room or something, and we do this. And to have those lived values is, for me, the best tool in order to have the culture become more vivid.
Absolutely. And I can imagine that also, you know, you've just talked about, you know, hiring people. You've I think also said that with Frieda and Fritz, you guys started very early in the process to have the purpose, vision, values and strategies discussion. And it's kind of like the way you do things at Frieda and Fritz. How did that impact, maybe in comparison to other companies you founded, how was the impact of having such a model so early on in the business?
I love this question, because Frieda and Fritz, everything seemed to be so easy. It was so clear right from the beginning, and the whole process, and it saved me a lot of time, especially when I think about the first years at my first company at Neomentor. I couldn't start working before, let's say, 7 p.m. in the evening, because what I did all time of the day was to be there for the employees and to answer maybe questions or to help and to be a firefighter, so to speak. And when I started to establish some tools like one-on-one meetings and all-hand meetings, I also realized, well, this gives me a lot of time, because the people learn to ask questions maybe a bit later if they can wait. And if questions can't wait, we have, for example, Slack groups or WhatsApp groups. And it's not only me who was or who is responsible for answering. And so this I think is one of the advantages of the PVVS model.
Brilliant. And from your perspective as a CEO, what would you say is your task, your responsibility when it comes to making sure that the model is not only on paper, but we're actually living it within this business?
My task as a CEO, is to lead by example. And this is what I personally make my own task, or make into my own task. And by this, I mean that I show up regularly, of course, that I'm not someone who is intransparent, that I'm also that I take part within the meetings, and that I take responsibilities for a few strategies and so on. And that I show what I teach and what I want my company and my team to be.
Wonderful. Like leading by example, I believe is one of the things all of like the CEOs and founders have said makes one of the biggest impacts, because then I have like my role model that I can follow and just copy what my boss or my CEO is doing. And then it's so much easier to get the purpose, the vision, the values like ingrained in the company culture. I love that. If somebody here wants to get in contact with you, Sabine, or says like, I love decaf coffee, my favorite is Marrakesh, how would they get in contact with you or taste a delicious coffee?
Well, thank you very much for this opportunity to tell the website. For the best decaf website, decaf coffee, please check out the website, frida-fritz.de. Then for the best pleasure experience, you can visit miomenta.de. And then I have a personal website, sabineannaengel.com. For consulting services, also on this strategy models and so on.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time and your insights into the Vierklang model and your personal experiences. Thank you very much, Sabine.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you very much for the invitation.
It was fantastic having you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's it for today with Vierklang Strategy Coaching in our Chief of Anything podcast. If you would like to discover the impact of Vierklang Strategy Coaching for your company, then simply click on the link in the description and get in touch with us. Yeah!